702. The Worldview.
21 minutes after 8 o'clock, let's catch up with news from elsewhere in the world. John Adderley in for Adam Gilchrist this morning. John, very good morning to you. Pressure now being placed by Western leaders for Hamas to accept the latest ceasefire deal.
Very good morning. Yeah, and there is a renewed sense of urgency, I feel, to get this over the line before it's too late. The United States has described it as a generous ceasefire deal, and a Hamas official has reportedly said the group has no major issues with the new Israeli proposals. It's been under discussion in Cairo. One sticking point had been a demand from Hamas for a permanent ceasefire, with Israel insisting on just a pause in the fighting. And it's hoped that new wording in this deal, which calls for the restoration of sustainable calm, will be enough of a compromise. We'll have to wait and see. The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Hamas has been presented with an extraordinarily generous offer by Israel. And he was speaking at the World Economic Forum in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia. And also there was the UK Foreign Secretary, Lord Cameron, David Cameron. He said it never pays to be optimistic on peace in this very difficult situation, but it does seem to me there is now, let's be frank, a pretty generous offer of a sustained 40-day ceasefire and the release of potentially thousands of Palestinian prisoners in return for the release of hostages who've now been held in captivity for over 200 days. So all eyes now on Hamas to see if it will formally accept this deal.
John, one of the conversations we've had this morning is the importance of who you marry. The Spanish Prime Minister has found out.
Yeah, Pedro Sanchez. Been under a little bit of pressure, that's fair to say, because of accusations of corruption, not against him, but against his wife. And he's described all of this as toxic slander. The case against his wife was brought by a group that had links to the far right, and it's really thrown Spain into turmoil for the last 5 days now, because he said last Wednesday, sort of nearly a week ago, that he was thinking of resigning over all of this. And then he made a big speech in Madrid saying he's going to stay on, and that actually he's in a position of greater strength. Others may judge whether that really is the case. The leader of the main opposition People's Party, Alberto Núñez Feijóo, said that Mr. Sanchez had condemned Spain to days of international embarrassment and domestic uncertainty. The day after he threatened to resign, the public prosecutor in Madrid called for the investigation into the corruption claims against his wife to be shelved for lack of evidence, which, of course, doesn't mean that they've completely gone away. And they had a series of demonstrations around Spain over the weekend. Plenty of people calling for the Prime Minister to stay in his post, although many thought that he would either resign or call for a confidence motion. But he is staying put. And, you know, it has caused a bit of a furore in Spain. Lots of political turmoil, which really they can do without, because it's less than a year since Spain's last general election.
Now, John, how much would you pay for a piece of Titanic memorabilia?
Not well over £1 million, that is for sure. But that is the highest amount ever paid for Titanic memorabilia. And it was for a gold watch, which was sold to a private collector in the US by auctioneers here in the UK. The owner of the watch was 47-year-old businessman John Jacob Astor, who is a really prominent member of the famous wealthy Astor family. He went down with the ship in 1912 after seeing his new wife, Madeline, onto a lifeboat. And he was last seen smoking a cigarette and chatting with a fellow passenger. I think he was one of many who didn't think the boat was really in all of that much trouble. The previous highest amount paid for Titanic artifacts was not much less, actually, £1.1 million. For a violin that was played as the ship sank. That sold at the same auction house in 2013. And over the weekend, as well as selling this gold watch, they also sold the case that the violin came in, and that went for £360,000. The auctioneer, Andrew Aldridge, says the prices fetched by Titanic memorabilia were absolutely incredible. And he says that they reflect not just the importance of the artifacts themselves and their rarity, but they also show the enduring appeal and fascination with the Titanic story. 112 years on, we're still talking about the ship and the passengers and the crew. And really, it's 2,200 subplots, isn't it? One for every man, woman and child. They've all got a story to tell. And the memorabilia tells those stories today. You know, and the prices they're fetching just shows that there's a real appetite for all of this.
It's all to do with James Cameron, I can tell you as well. John Adderley will leave it there for this morning's Worldview.